Hey, y'all. Welcome to Trust and Believe. My name is Sean T. I'm your host. And when I tell y'all, a lot of you are going to be feeling this episode because we're talking about how people have opinions of you and how you can deal with them, especially the negative ones. Get ready to trust and believe.
Somebody say, oh, yeah.
What's up?
Better than Oprah.
Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When I tell you, what we're going to talk about today has been on my mind for the last 2 months, y'all. And we are going to get right to the point. We're going to talk about how you shouldn't let people's opinions of you affect your second, your minute, your day, your week, your month, or your life. And you want to know why? Because people ain't really thinking about you. When people have an opinion of you, they're not thinking about you, right? And it might sound really weird. You're like, well, they are thinking about me because they have an opinion of me. No, they're not thinking of your overall well-being. They're thinking, how can I throw eggs at the house? And I'm going to let them clean it up later, right? That is what happens when people have an opinion of you because they don't know what's going on inside the house. They don't know the struggles that you went through to get you to the point to make the decision that you made to be where you are right now. So what they're doing is standing on a street corner on Mischief Night on Halloween. I don't even know if some of y'all young folk know what Mischief Night is, but the night before Halloween, everybody used to go and throw eggs at the house and they throw toilet paper. I did it as a kid. You know, we do these like ridiculous things. And when people throw eggs at your house and toilet paper your house, that's the same thing that people do when they just throw opinions at you. Let's talk about it. So the first subject I'm going to give you is when somebody like me or anybody comes out with a new fitness program and you're like, wait, what are you talking about, Sean? Well, first, hold on to that for a second. Think about Janet Jackson or Lady Gaga or, rest her soul, Whitney Houston, right? When they go to put out an album, what they do is they think, they have this big thought process of like, okay, this is what's going on in my life, and this is how I want to touch my fans, and they know their fans are going to have an opinion, right? A lot of that thought process is good in a way because you're like, I'm doing this because I want to please my fans. I want to touch their soul. And you have this really amazing thing, right? Now, that is a healthy way to go about how people are going to think about you because you are providing in some way a service. And that's the same thing I do when it comes to releasing a fitness program. I'm providing a service. Each and every exercise, I'm like, oh my gosh, I want this to burn this way. I want this to be fun this way. And I'm in this space. And here, I'm going to tell you a little story. So every single time I come out with a new program, every single time, I have someone that's close to me says, well, that's not for me. But, you know, I can't do that one. No, you know, and I used to let it affect me big time. And I knew this time coming out with a dance program, I knew there were going to be those people who are like the insaniacs or the people who like Asylum or whatever. They're going to be like, oh, dance is not my thing, right? In the past, I would have let it affect me when they're like, oh, it's dance. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. I used to let it affect me. But when I realized that their opinion, and I'm not even going to get into the shade throwing, but when I realized their opinion of me was 100% based on their insecurity, I was able to let it go. And I do that in my life. When people have an opinion of me, I've been changing my hair every week, child. Maybe every 2 weeks. Maybe every 3 this time. I let this one stay in a little longer. Every time you get the people that's like, I like your hair. I don't like your hair. I like your hair. I don't like your hair. You know, I take positive compliments and, you know, I embrace them. I'm like, okay, cool. I used to let the people be like, when someone said, I don't like your hair or I don't like X, Y, and Z, I used to then look at myself and my hair differently. I would immediately be like, oh, well, maybe there is something wrong with my hair. Oh, but maybe it is something wrong with the way that I want to portray myself. And that is what we do when people immediately put their opinions on you. It's frustrating. It's annoying. It's stressful. It's depressing. For a lot of people, it can completely ruin your day or your week. Imagine getting married, right? And you tell your friends like, oh my gosh, this is my dress. And they're like, well, I don't really like that piece. Well, I don't give a fuck. You know why? Because this is my dress. This is what I wanted to put on. That's why for my birthday, I wore a romper. Because guys wear rompers, but it's not very popular. You know, you don't see a lot of guys wearing rompers. But I'm like, I'm going to wear it. Why am I going to wear it? Because it's going to make me feel good. It's going to make that booty look good. It's going to make them legs pop. I could be fresh. I could be fast. I could be fierce. And I can dance, right? Y'all want to know something interesting? I've been like having really great energy on social media. And, you know, my posts do really well, engagement, and people love it. Whenever I get a lot of engagement, a lot of likes, a ton of comments of people being really excited about me expressing myself, I also lose, like on my birthday, I lost 2,500 followers on my social media. Now, some people might be like, why are you looking at social media and your likes and follows? So the reason why I'm looking at my likes and follows is because I'm following Brock Johnson's 30-day reel challenge. And I think it's really fun. And he's like, you're going to see your Instagram grow. And it has. But I just thought it was very interesting that on my special day, when I'm expressing myself the best, when I'm wearing what I want, when I'm showcasing my life and how great I feel at 43 years old, you have this incredible, amazing amount of people that's like, oh my God, go for it. Yes. Smash that cake, pop that booty or whatever. But then you have the most amount of people who are like, I don't like that. And I can promise you this, the opinion of me wasn't that I had on a romper. It wasn't that I popped my booty or smashed a cake in my face. It wasn't any of that. I would say the majority of those people, it was jealousy that I feel confident enough to shake my ass, that I feel confident enough to wear a romper, that I feel confident enough to smash the cake in my face, that I feel confident enough to work out in front of 4,000 people on my birthday and have a good time. What I think is really interesting when people express negativity or opinions towards you is most of the time when we are doing something really well that benefits us, that benefits our confidence, this is the thing that's most interesting. When you are doing something that benefits your confidence, that boosts your confidence from a choice that you made to showcase who you really are, that's when most opinions are thrown upon you. Negative opinions. That's when most people throw shade. You know, I love me some Saweetie, tap in. And I love Meg Thee Stallion. And I love Cardi B. I love all the ratchetness they throw. Here's what's very interesting. Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion, Saweetie, let me even throw Lizzo in there. There are so many people that's like, oh my God, I can't believe she's acting like that. I can't believe she's showing your body. I can't believe she said that. I can't believe she's wearing that bag. Why is she flashing this? Why her and what's her name on stage popping they whatever? Let me tell you something. All of them have millions of followers because people love when people express themselves, because people love when they showcase who they really are, when they showcase their inner personality, because life isn't meant to be perfect for you. Life is meant for us to express ourselves and have a good time and be good humans. I believe that while we're all flawed in a way, all of these artists are expressing themselves because they know other people feel like that. And a lot of people don't understand, like people from the hood, when you're related to by a celebrity, by an artist, by a rapper or whatever, who has made it, some people look at that as like, why are they acting like that? It's like, oh, like by expressing themselves, by being a good business person, these people are showing us that like, oh, we can do something. We can showcase our talent. Like when we're rapping in the streets on the hood, that is like amazing. That is an art form. Right. So when Saweetie and Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion, when they go and they rap and they hit it, you know, that's amazing to people. But people who don't understand that are going to immediately cast judgment. Why? Whatever the case may be. Anyway, the point is your uniqueness is undoubtedly going to get people to have negative opinions of you. And I think that you just have, that's something that we have to accept. And when you accept that no matter what you do to make the world great or to make your people great or to make you feel great, especially your confidence, there are going to be people out there who are going to not like it. I'm going to give you one last story before I tell you how to really deal with this. When Hip Hop Abs first came out, there was no social media. There was MySpace, but it wasn't really like super, super popular amongst adults. It was more like a kid thing, but there was no social media. And the only thing I can do to see if like people loved Hip Hop Abs was to go to this thing called infomercialreviews.com or something. It's when I was like, I don't even remember Google being around. It was like either Yahoo or like InfoSeek or some crazy website like that, right? So then I would go to the infomercial reviews and I would see like hundreds of people saying, I love Hip Hop Abs. I love it. I love it. Love it. And then I would get to the one review where people, where somebody would be like, oh, he acts too gay. Oh, he's a FAG. And I would just be like, and like those two comments would trump the 100 comments of people being like, I'm moving, I'm getting fit, I'm so happy, I love Sean T, like he's so energetic, right? And that's when I started to, and it's not easy, it took a long time, but that's when I started to realize like, if I have two weights in my hand, one is 2 pounds and the other is 35 pounds, which one am I going to have more success with holding above my head for an hour? First of all, 2 pounds is going to be hard to hold above your head for an hour, but which one am I going to have more success with, right? I'm going to have more success with holding the 2 pound weight because it's lighter. You know, like this 100 pound weight, this holds more weight. This is something that I could put down and be like, oh, I can like feel that. I can energize that, but this is nothing. Like when you can hold something, you're like, oh, this is nothing. You know, the reason I say that is because we always look at the really positive comments and we're like, we just go by them. We blow over them. Oh, comment. But why, when something that holds more weight, that positivity holds more weight, this holds more weight, this is stuff you, this holds more weight, why do we want to hold this above our heads? Why do we want to keep that thing that's nothing? Why do we want to hold that up there? And so the way that I deal with this, when I get into this situation where people have opinions of me, I'm like, what's going to hold more weight? People finding joy and happiness and waking up every day and dancing, and people who may not have been moving for years, actually moving for a full 30 minutes a day and smiling. Am I going to give that more weight? Or am I going to give weight to the five people that's like, oh my God, that's not for me. Oh, why did he do another dance program? Like, that's not what we're about. Like, whatever. Which one? Like, no. I'm like, if I got all these people happy and excited and moving, then why am I going to give more weight to that? Especially when most of my programs are designed for people who, most of my programs like are like more of the intense variety. And so the second thing I'll say is, one, give more weight to the things, give more weight to the positivity. The negativity is not there. The second thing that happens, this probably holds the most weight, if you will, the people who are given an opinion, a negative opinion, for the most part, they're just being selfish. They're being selfish and self-centered, because what you're doing doesn't necessarily aid them, then your excitement, your positivity, the way you look, you know, they throw it away. They're like, ugh, that doesn't do anything for me. Instead of just being like, wow, you look really great. wow, you're going to inspire a lot of people with that program. Wow, I'm so happy you got that new job. Wow, I'm so happy that you and your family were able to get a new house from all that work. But instead, you got those people over there like, mm-hmm. They went and got a new house. They went and got a new car. They just want to flash their money. No, bitch, I can afford it now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Your opinion of me getting a new house and a new car, your negative opinion saying I'm flashing my money, is your insecurity because maybe you haven't saved enough money. Maybe you're not good with money, or maybe you're just mad that you haven't put in the work. But like, why can't you just be happy for me? Because I did the best that I can do to get where I'm at. Here's the thing. In life, and I've said this before, in life, it is absolutely impossible. And this is the third thing. It's impossible to please everyone. And the minute I was able to grasp that, it was another level of freeing my soul from trying to please everyone. I honestly, like, I wouldn't say I'm a people pleaser because, you know, I'll be quick to cut somebody out. Even though I'm positive, Sean T, like, I'll be quick to let you have it. I'm not a people pleaser per se, but I definitely like people to feel good. And I definitely would hold a lot of weight on what people said, right? But then I'm like, if I literally wake up and try to please everyone, then I'm probably going to be putting myself last. I think that, like I talk about in my book, being positively selfish is just an incredible way to think daily, right? Positive selfishness is saying, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to work out, I'm going to feel good, I'm going to hug my kids, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to do the best that I can do, and you know what? I'm going to stop at Starbucks on my way home and sit in a parking lot for 10 minutes and just decompress. Or I'm going to tell my spouse, I need to go work out and I need to do a double workout because I need time to myself. Or you know what? Get a babysitter and go, or a dog sitter, and go out with your significant other so you can have you time. Or go and save up and go on that vacation, right? It's really important for us to know that, you know, we need to give back to ourselves so we can feel just really great. And I think the thing is, like, you're always going to have these people that's judging for themselves. We're going to give a lot of weight to the negativity, but you're just not going to please everyone. And you have to find a way to just keep that positive selfishness. Now, here's the thing, and here's where it comes all around. If you stop at Starbucks, if you tell your spouse or whomever that you need extra time to work out for yourself, if you save up and go on that vacation and you do all these things that are positively selfish for you, and I've said it before, everyone around you is going to feel your sense of lightness. They're going to feel your sense of joy. They're going to feel the fact that you have actually done the work for yourself and you lash out less at your kids. Hey, listen, if I didn't give myself time, like I had to get up at 3:30 2 days ago. And I said to Scott, while I would love to stay home and sleep in a bed with you, while I would love to be there for my kids when they cry at 2 a.m., I said to him, I was like, can you get me a hotel? Because I know there's a possibility of me not sleeping because of whatever, kids waking up, screaming, blah, blah, blah. So I need to go to a hotel so I can get as much sleep as possible so I can wake up and be 100% there and attentive for... I had a satellite media tour where every like 7 minutes there was a new interview. Like, it was like crazy, right? So that, for me, that was positively selfish. Of course, I felt a little bad, like, oh my gosh, I'm leaving my family. I feel like I'm dipping out on Scott. He got to deal with these kids. But at the same time, guess what happened? I was able to sleep. I was able to be successful. On my way back from the media tour yesterday, I felt in such a good mood. I stopped at the store and bought my kids some toys. And I'm like, but had I stayed home And had I been woken up and had I had to drive 30 minutes and not had enough sleep, I would have been going back home. Like, I'm going back home to go to sleep. Like I'm too exhausted. And while I was still really tired, I did something for myself so that I could make space for myself so that the people around me could feel happy. And I did that for me because sometimes it's not about pleasing everyone, especially in the interim. It's about pleasing yourself so that everyone else can eventually feel happy. When people don't respect the fact that you need time, when people don't respect the fact that you are doing something happily and successful and something that's filling your soul, and they just have an opinion of you without knowing what's going on in your brain and in your soul and the things that you've done that led up to that point, that's just them being disrespectful. At the end of the day, like I said in the beginning, if people have opinions of you, they don't know what's going on inside your house. They're just throwing the eggs at the house and they're just leaving it there for you to clean up. And guess what? Don't even allow the store that they went to have the eggs in stock. You know what I mean? When they speak, just let it dissipate into the air and be like, that's just them dealing with their own bullshit, but I'm just not going to let their demons affect me. Is it tough? Absolutely. And here's the other thing that's really important, because there's a lot of people that's going to say, well, how do you, you know, approach that person, or how do you deal with that if there's somebody in your life? You ask them. You say, okay, hey, listen, I noticed that you had this opinion of me. I noticed you said something really, you said X about my clothes that I actually really felt good in. I just want to let you know, like, I actually felt really good in that dress. I felt really sexy. I felt confident. I felt really great for my spouse. Like, I felt really good. Why would you say something negative to me and have a negative opinion of me when you're not wearing a dress? I understand if you don't like the dress. I completely understand if that's not your style. But why were you not able to say, oh, let me step into that person's shoes and be like, oh, because it's easy to say in your head, well, I wouldn't wear that. Well, you ain't fucking buy it. So, you know, it's easy to say that. It's like, well, I didn't wear that. But you know what? She probably feels really great. Or, I can't afford that house yet. Or, my credit is not good enough to get that car yet. So I'm going to say, congratulations, girl. Or homeboy, like, can you teach me, like, what you did to get that credit? Because I need to fix my credit because I would love to live like that. Or if you have a really great marriage and you are holding your spouse's hand or you have a little PDA here and there, instead of you hear somebody being like, oh, they always kissing in public, instead of being the person saying, like, oh, why they have that PDA? It's like, you know what? My spouse and I aren't like that. Like, what made you guys get to the point where you, like, can express your love for each other like that? Whenever one of my friends has something really amazing going on, I can't say that, like, I can relate to it in terms of how it's going to benefit me. The first thing I do is say, holy crap. Like, y'all know Alex. Alex got a dog. Child got kids. Me and Scott have always been like, we ain't getting a dog. We ain't getting a dog. When Alex got a dog, I could have easily been like, child, woo, thank God I ain't get a dog. That's not what I did. Like, the first thing I did is like, oh my God, like, her and Steve look so happy when they got this dog. And I just, my soul fills up for their happiness. Because I think the other thing is, we all who get judged, like, we judge too. And so we have to figure out a way for us to change our mindset and how we judge our friends or have an opinion of our friends too. It sounds hard, but it's very, very easy. When you scroll through social media, my challenge for you is, instead of being like, I don't like that post, or just be like, yo, you know, if it's positive, of course, you don't got to do this to no divisive craziness, but it's like, oh, I really love that that person is really happy with the choice that they made and it's not hurting anyone. In your head, you could be like, this isn't something I would do. I don't necessarily relate to it for me. But if I put myself in your shoes, or if you're able to put yourself in someone else's shoes, you can be really happy. One last example I'll give you. Someone I know that I mentored for a while decided to get gastric bypass. And there were a lot of people I'm sure it's like, oh, why is that person going to get that? Or, you know, some people are like, that's the lazy way out. For who? Because how do you know? Like, do you know that that person worked for years, ate as healthy as they could, did as much as they could, and they couldn't lose the weight, and they had counseling, and they went to therapy, and this decision they made, and it's like, wow, it must have been really hard for that person to make that decision, to get that surgery, to make their stomach smaller, to really then have to force themselves to eat really healthy foods, and they have to force themselves to be even healthier because they wanted to feel good about the body that they're in. Nobody asked you to get it. Nobody put you on the table and say, all right, here's your anesthesia. Nobody asked you to get the surgery. So instead of like judging people, instead of making opinions and you know, just negative opinions of people, I want you to think about why and how this person decided to do what they did. Because if you do that, you will create so much more peace in the world. Don't let people throw eggs at your house. Just don't even let it. Let it dissipate in the air. And most importantly, don't throw eggs at other people's houses. People say throw stones. I'm like, no, it ain't stones. It's eggs. Because they crack and they just like, when somebody throws an egg at you, an opinion of you, it just like sits in your soul. You know, sometimes a rock will break you. You can put it back together. But I don't want this running on me. It's like, I don't want the egg. Anyway, trust and believe in who you are. Don't let people's opinions of you get you all the way down. Try some of the tools that I taught you, and I think you will be A-okay. I mean, at the end of the day, you live in your soul. You live in your body. You wake up with you every day. You know what's going on in your head every day. You've gotten to the point where you make a certain decision because you are living your real life experience. And the reason I say that is because that is the definition of feeling the trust and belief you have in yourself. Yeah, there are people on the outside that your spouse or a best friend may be like, hey, I see you're struggling with something. That's okay. Yes. Cool. Thank you. Thank you for noticing that. But the decision that you made, yeah, you are the one that knows if it's the right or wrong decision. But at that moment, you have to trust and believe that you're making the best decision for you. So when these negative opinions come in of you, you have to throw them away because you have to trust and believe in who you are. You know your story. You feel the way you are living every day. You are waking up every day knowing that you have the...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.